This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1134. Why is Koji surprised with his IELTS 7.5?
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today, meet Koji, a student from Japan who just took his first IELTS exam and nailed it with an overall 7.5. Find out how he managed to do this and what he can do now that he's done with IELTS.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, IELTS Energy people. If you are watching this on YouTube, welcome. You can see it's not Aubrey with me today. It is a very special student success guest named Koji. And guys, if you're listening on the podcast, this is also on YouTube. So definitely check out IELTS Energy TV. Okay, Koji. So, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
We are so excited to learn from your experience today because, drum roll, you got amazing IELTS scores. Can you please share with us your most recent scores?
Okay, well, it's honestly my first time to take the IELTS, so I don't have any recent scores besides mock tests that I've done on my own. I've gotten a 7.5 on the actual exam in this year. But leading to that, mainly I feel that I've probably scored around a 7 or sometimes a 6.5, just getting used to how the exam works and also about the material.
So you're saying like on the practice tests you did before the exam, you were like hovering around a 6.57, but then on the actual test, you got a 7.5 overall?
I'm quite surprised, yes.
Wow.
To be honest, I kind of just used internet scoring and haven't really had anyone look at like my tests. An actual examiner. And to be honest, like speaking and the writing, that's kind of just all in the air. Whereas more the reading and listening.
Yeah.
Sometimes good, I'd get like an 8, closer to a 9. And then depending on like the topic, I'd fall down to like a 6 or 7.
There is like some luck regarding topic, I guess, but that's why it's so important to have strategies to fall back on, right? That's why it's so important to have this foundation. So, okay. What did you get for listening?
I got a 8.5.
Okay, that's amazing. I'm just going to take it one by one. So listening, 8.5. Yeah. What helped you most on test day to get that 8.5? What advice would you give to other students to get that score?
Honestly, listening is, it's always kind of been my strong point.
Okay, great.
Taking the exam. I, on a daily basis, listen to, I guess, reading for music, watching the news. Kind of having a English environment.
Habit. Sure. Yes. I think, let me just say that I think that is the most important thing. I mean, students, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know how important it is to have a balance in your preparation, right? You need that test practice. You need to learn the tips, the tricks, the strategies. But you also need really strong English, of course. So I think this is the number one thing you guys should write down from today. This year, 2022, you have a chance, guys. You can develop your routine. You can choose what to do with your time. Definitely having some English around you every day, even for a little bit, is extremely important. Okay, awesome. And then reading, what did you get on reading?
Reading was a 7.
Okay, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not a big reader. I used to read a lot when I was a child, but mainly novels. So reading more academic material for me has been, it's been new to read many passages or paragraphs.
And sure.
I've had the opportunity to have some friends share their essays. One of them, she's going through her master's, so
So you read her papers.
It's different. Yes, it's very different reading someone who's actually going in that very high level education.
Sure.
Passage where, for me personally, I have to. It's a kind of embarrassing to say this, but my academic level is very low as I started working from when I was a teen. So I've kind of been in and out of school.
Okay, don't be embarrassed. Everybody has a different journey, Koji. Okay, but that is very self-aware to say that though, to be like, listen, I can read novels, but that's not the same as IELTS. And what you did is you were proactive and you saw the gap you had, right? And you're like, okay, reading Harry Potter is not the same as passing an IELTS reading test. And you fixed it yourself. Like, you got into our course to get the strategies to help you. And you even asked friends to read their academic papers in English. I mean, I'm highlighting the benefits of being proactive, of seeing where your gaps are and fixing those and filling those. And you did. So that's great. Did you find that having the reading strategies gave you some more confidence on the test because those passages are so hard?
Definitely did. I struggled, I think, in like the first 2 weeks of getting into just studying for IELTS. And then when I started the Three Keys course, while taking like the listening module, I continued to practice the reading. And when I finally got to the reading module, it was really helpful to get like a clear kind of like a message or like a reassurance that I didn't have to understand the actual contents of what's going on. I mean, it is interesting to read about technology or economics daily or just things going on in general with the world. But at the end of the day for the exam, it's more about just the, if you're able to answer the questions, understanding the questions and answering them.
Totally. Totally. It seems... Yeah, exactly. And that is a very important message for students out there who are not in Three Keys IELTS and maybe you're struggling with reading. It's really important for you guys to realize that this is not a classic reading comprehension test. Like, you don't have to respond to the message of the content. You don't even have to understand the message of the passage. You just have to find the answers. Right? So you just have to learn those steps over and over. But I mean, you also need to have the vocab and the reading comprehension to get what the sentences are giving you. So you do need both for sure. All right. Awesome. So we got an 8.5 for listening, 7 for reading and writing. Koji, what was your score?
Also 7.
Okay, that's fantastic. A 7 for writing. You, Koji, should sound more proud when you say that, because so many students are stuck at a 6. They're stuck at a 6.5. So, Koji, what makes you so special that you could get a 7? Tell us. I think I embarrassed Koji.
No, it's fine. I was not expecting a 7. As I mentioned in the Facebook community, on my post about it, I didn't finish it. I will say I was more surprised to learn that, on the exam day, they started from the writing and then went reading, listening.
Did you take it in Australia?
Exactly the opposite. Oh, no, no. I'm in Japan right now. I was surprised because I was expecting as the course, through three keys, and also just on the IELTS program, they always go listening, reading, writing. So
yeah,
I was prepared to kind of have a bit of a challenge to be a bit like, what's that, like a bit tired from just all the listening and reading. So a little,
right, yeah.
My mind would be maybe not 100%, but then to have be on exam day to start from the writing, it felt more reassuring that I could kind of just go all in.
Oh, that's great.
From, especially writing has not been, it's been my, I think, my weakest point in English academic overall. I've not done a lot of writing, essays in general. However, I did struggle on the first task one, the letter.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, okay, I took a little bit more than my 20 minutes that I intended to do. But just having that in mind of like how much time I needed for each task. And luckily, I was seated near a clock in the room.
So oh, that's great. Really nice too.
I felt very lucky just being able to sit near a clock so I can just keep tabs on when we start.
Sure.
Okay, I should finish by this time. And
yeah,
I think what really helped me.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think what really helped me for my score was maybe having kind of a like some content that really spoke of like my opinion. Of course, as during the three keys, having the vocabulary, using certain I forget the linking words, words, and the strategies. Like a lot of those, I practiced daily with just kind of my practice.
You have to. Yeah.
But I think what really helped me, or at least this is my take on IELTS, is that a lot of the questions do ask kind of as in the course as mentioned, like your opinion, and you have to give an opinion. And kind of having a very strong opinion, it, of course, it's not relevant too much as it is just an English fluency test. But showing that you're able to express your opinion really does show how much, I guess, English knowledge and fluency, you know, you're able
to. Well, you have to be able to do that. Part of your task score is including a strong and consistent position throughout the essay, right? So we interpret that to mean opinions, right? And that is for every essay, problem solution, opinion essay, argument essay, guys. All of your task two essays are graded in the same way, regardless of the question. So what you're saying about being able to not only show a strong opinion, but justify the opinion, prove the opinion. That's how you get a 7 or higher for tasks. So yeah, that's extremely important. What I find so impressive is that you can go from someone who thinks, I'm not a great academic person, I'm not good at writing, to go from there take 3 keys IELTS, and then you get a 7 in writing on your very first IELTS exam. That is amazing. That's so incredible. I'm very proud of you, Koji. Okay, let's wrap up with speaking. So tell us how your speaking test went. Hello, future IELTS test takers. If you are determined to finish IELTS this year, be done with this exam, and get the scores you need, check out our online course available now, 3 Keys IELTS. We guarantee a score increase. Check it out, guys. AllEarsEnglish.com/KEYS. That's AllEarsEnglish.com/keys.
Speaking test. I'm a bit frustrated with how it didn't go as I wanted it to.
Okay.
Although I have to say, during the test, or just at the end of the day, I'm quite content with how it went. I kind of came up with my feelings transferred from a lot of the anxiety to just kind of accepting that I'm just going to I'm just going to go in the speaking test and just be myself.
Yes, I love it.
I did have a lot of problems with finishing my sentences. It's not my sentences, it's more my idea. I've done a lot of customer service working. So in my, well, I guess the native language here in Japan, in Japanese, I'm able to talk with customers, clients, just most people.
Yeah, outside, sure.
Have many various conversations. But to do that all in English, that's not something I've done for many years. I mean, I've done it with friends and family, but I've been able to kind of mix in both languages. Or if I'm not able to finish my ideas, I kind of have my friends to kind of come up, you know, kind of, finish the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, IELTS is not daily conversation, right? It's not the same as real life English, really. So what was your speaking score?
It's also 7. So besides...
Koji, you really set it up. You keep saying, "Oh, like, well, I didn't do very good, and I didn't do this, and I didn't do that," and then you like got amazing scores. Oh my gosh! Okay,
I honestly wanted a better score.
That is amazing.
English is kind of more of my nature to be a little bit on the negative side. I forget what the word.
Okay, like not as confident, but, maybe. Sure.
What? Or kind of more, a bit more, someone mentioned it to me.
Pessimistic?
Pessimistic, yes. Kind of. Ah. I mean, it's not that I'm too negative about things in general. I my stance is mostly very, very monotone about it. I'm getting used to kind of maybe adding more emotions or kind of making it sound more exciting. That's something I've been able to learn in Japanese, but in English, I've not gone through the process of having to do that so often.
Well, you still got a 7 for speaking, so you did a lot right. You did a lot right, Koji. Okay, so tell us, what are you going to do with this IELTS score of 7.5? What does this allow you to do now?
Well, I originally... I guess my wife and I, we are moving to Portland, actually.
Out of town! Are you serious?
Well, my wife,
Koji!
My wife is from, she's from Oregon. So, we got married last year, and we've been going through the whole immigration process. Finally got our visa approved, and we got the green light to move. And we're just coming from out of beauty school and going into the workforce mainly. I guess we kind of felt that I needed something to show besides just a certificate of hair and like beauty.
Yeah.
Like just having something that shows that I have some level of academic. Of course, IELTS, my wife has kind of told me don't take IELTS as like, you know, it's not going to be every company is not going to just ask for your IELTS score. But
true.
If they do ask for like something academic or like, you know, if they won't have questions about my English ability, it is mm-hmm. something to show. And
definitely, I mean, it won't hurt.
Maybe down the road. Yeah. And I would like to pursue, I guess, a higher education, maybe go back to school. As I have not.
Well, there's lots of good schools here. Guys, if you don't know why I was so excited, is because I live in Portland. Ah, that's so crazy. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Well, Koji, send me an email when you guys get here, okay? And we could go out to lunch. Okay. Please do that. All right, guys. So guys, if you want access to the same system that helped bring Koji so far and allowed him to only take the IELTS test one time, definitely check out 3Keys IELTS, guys. I designed it. Everything I know about the exam, I was an examiner. Everything is in the course. So check it out. allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Okay, Koji. Yay. I'll see you when you get to Portland.
Thank you for having me. Yes, and I'd be happy to send an email.
Awesome. All right, Koji, have a good day.
You too. Thank
Bye.
You. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.